Good morning. It is 8:33, and we're at 28 degrees time now for our community connection. And today we're going to check in with a friend of ours because, well, the title of this show is just Between Friends. Devin Tackett, how are you doing today?
Hello, I'm doing really well.
Well, it's
thank
great
you for having me.
It's great to have you back on. Now, I believe we talked about this toward the end of summer last time around, but we're doing it again, Just Between Friends. Tell everybody what it's all about.
So Just Between Friends is a place where moms who have extra stuff, kid stuff, can come and sell their items. It's kind of like their own family business, and they make 60 to 70% back.
Wow. Now, this is going to be right as we get ready to do some spring cleaning, so it kind of comes in handy, if you ask me. But this is going to be in Tulsa, correct?
Yes, it's going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the Expo Square at Tulsa Fairgrounds in the Exchange Center building. We've been there for about 16 years. And really, with the spring cleaning, you know, you've just had the holidays. You're really stuffed to the gill with toys and things that the kids got for Christmas, and you finally got through the holidays. Everybody's back on a routine now, and it's time for mom to get everything back into order. And this is a great way to do it because you just go around your house, and we call it gathering.
Okay.
And you gather up the things that you no longer need, and then we call it prepping. And that just means, you know, get it ready just like you would for your own kids. Hang your clothing, and you clean the toys, and you make sure they have batteries and they're working. And then we call it tagging because we have an automated tagging system online that you do at home, and you print your tickets off onto cardstock. And then we say you drop off, and that just means you bring it to us. There's a little three-day time period right before the sales event that you have to drop off with us. It usually takes about an hour.
Now, when we sort through these goods that we no longer need, you already told us that batteries is a real good thing, but they have to be in good condition and clean so they can be resold. You don't want to have to go through piles of junk and trash and dirtiness because that's just not going to work for anyone.
No, really, that's why we started Just Between Friends, because we knew we had great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like a mom, like I said, kind of like a school side hustle. But it cannot be stained. It cannot, no rips, no tears, no defects of any kind. And, you know, those types of things, those are great for, you know, play clothes, but we just don't do that. You know, they're great for donating, garage selling, you know, but your good stuff comes to Just Between Friends because you make so much more when we're all kind of doing it together.
Very good. We're talking with Devin Tackett here with Just Between Friends, one of the co-founders, by the way, and this is an event that, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my kids were 5 and 2 when I started Just Between Friends with my friend Shannon Wilburn, and we really started it same way as most moms get into it, because we need a little extra money, and we also needed to close them for the next season at a bargain price.
Wow. Now, you've outlined some things, and we talked a little bit about it just a little bit ago about turning the clutter into cash. Once you kind of sorted it out, you got to work on the prepping and the pricing and to sell your best stain-free everything in working order. You talked about having cardstock and everything else like that, but there are a lot of other things that need to go into this preparation, aren't there?
Well, yes. For the clothing, you have to have the hangers. We take any hangers, but it has to be the right size. So if you have a really small piece of clothing, you want it to have a small hanger.
Got it.
And I also like to have my scissors ready and zip tie shoes together and my cleaner right there. And it's things that we have here at our house, but I like to gather it all together in one place.
Mm. When we get into the price to sell, where do we start there?
Well, I say price it whatever you would pay for it and still feel like it's a bargain, because that's how we want families to feel, is like they're being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And so make it fair. We do not sell anything over 50% of the original retail price.
Got
so it,
it
needs to be underneath that. And I usually say general rule of thumb, start at 1/3 of the retail price, and then it goes by condition in the year of the item. We don't want anything over 5 years old.
Now, I understand that we have some new safety rules or suggestions in place at Just Between Friends. Can you elaborate on those?
Yes, we do. So we no longer take the Fisher-Price Rock and Play sleepers, the inclined sleepers, or the hammocks or wedges. And we this year will not take crib bumpers of any kind. We used to take the mesh kind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really because even pediatricians are saying don't put anything in the crib with baby.
Oh,
just,
wow, yeah.
Just the baby. And so it just makes it safer mm-hmm. and easier for families. And so we're going to be doing that this year. And also furniture. Big issue with small children because they do like to climb, and sometimes you're not there with them.
Oh, yeah.
Any furniture over 27 inches tall, we're going to have the furniture tip-over restraint kit for you and a furniture tip-over prevention sheet because we want to help young families. We want to get the word out to them.
Safety first, and that's always a great concern. We've got some great deals at the Just Between Friends, and this is in Tulsa, of course, a great way for our families to save money on all of their spring and summer items. Now, you were telling me you started 50 and maybe 30%, but I understand people can actually save 90%.
You can.
Wow.
You can. I love it when somebody finds something for 90% because usually – when you find something for 90% off, you'll let other people know on the way to the register.
Oh, yeah.
And so everybody gets to know. Mm-hmm. I've seen little UGG boots at the last sale for $6.
Oh, my.
And, you know, these are $65 boots. And this is just a family that was like, you know, they really wanted another family to benefit and still get something out of their item. And we find things like that all the time. I have some moms that literally tag their clothes for $3 each. Hmm. It doesn't matter if they paid $65 for it or if they paid $10 for it. They just like to do $3. And I've asked them before why they do that, and they say, because I want to sell everything.
You don't want to take it back home.
Not having anything left. Yes.
It makes it easy when you don't have to pack that second time.
Yes,
now, just
exactly.
Just Between Friends, Tulsa, once again, is coming up on the opening day is March 1st. That's a Sunday, and it's going to be at the Tulsa Fairgrounds at the Exchange Building Expo Square. Now, don't forget, we talked a little bit about furniture. We talked about some toys, games, and kids' gear and baby equipment, but you know, you got sporting goods and sporting gear, Easter outfits, summer clothes, outdoor toys, and yeah, there are some great prices there too. Now, I understand that JBF Tulsa also gives back. Can you explain how that works?
Yes, we have a partnership with Emergency Infant Services, and we have been partnered with them for, I think it's been almost 18 years now. And so all of the items that our consigners do not sell, like they get an opportunity to sell it for a week. What doesn't sell, they have the option to mark for donate. And over half of our consigners donate the rest of their items. And so EIS has to come with trucks and a team of people to help take it back to their very brand new location downtown on Denver Street.
Well, this is a form of recycling, so to speak, where everybody wins. You've had the primary use of the good, and now it's in good condition for someone else to utilize it, whether by purchase or by donation. Everybody wins on this. This was a great idea you had a few years ago with your friends.
Well, we love it, and our families are really, they're part of the business. It's part of their business.
Hmm.
And so it's a community. It's our own little Just Between Friends family, and we are getting ready to have our reunion for spring and summer items.
Now, this says that you've been doing this for more than 20 years, so I'm just assuming you started this when you're, what, 14, 15 years old?
Yes, just about that.
Yeah, just, well,
my children are out of college now, and now they help with the business. And I see a lot of grandmas bringing their children, who they raised on JBF, back with their grandkids.
you know, it is a kind of a family tradition, and it is something that once you get into this and you realize that you can really score a nice bargain, and then hopefully in time you can come back to be someone who's who's a consigner as well as a shopper. I understand that the consigners do a little shopping themselves while they're there. Here they are trying to sell their stuff, and they're going out picking bargains too. Is that something that happens?
Yes, on our online tagging system, they get to see what they sell in real time. Uh-huh. A lot of consigners, that's their goal, is to break even. So that basically, they've clothed their children for free for the very next season.
Mm. Well, this is really good. Now, if someone wants to have a little bit more information in hand or before their eyes, more so than getting excited about it like they are listening to it here on the radio, where can they go online to get the who, what, when, where, how?
At tulsa.jbsale.com, and we have a social media account on Instagram and Facebook at JBF Tulsa.
That is very, very good. Well, you know, it's always great speaking with you, Devin, and you know, you do this, what, twice a year now, right?
Twice a year.
Yeah, we do it here in March, and then what was it, August or something like that? It was
September.
Right around school start.
We moved it to September last time.
That's
so,
right.
You know, moms only have to clean out twice a year, March and September.
Well, you know, the dads help out, too, on that. I've been a part of that project myself a time or 60. And it's like, are you using this anymore? Well, what is it?
Yes, exactly.
How dare you? I got that as a gift for you. we got to step on the rake every now and then. But anyway, this is great. And once again, the starting date is on Sunday, March the 1st. How long does this go?
For 1 week, March 1st through March 7th, and of course our last day, Saturday, is always our big half-price sale.
Oh, wow.
And that's where bargains get even better.
All right, good to know. And once again, this is located at the Tulsa Fairgrounds in the Exchange Building at Expo Square. Devin, thank you very much for being a part of our broadcast today. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye now. And this has been your Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It's brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Time now is 8:46.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way.